We have to tell you about family-owned Alamo Saddlery, our faves for everything tack and more. Okay, so first of all, they have the most gorgeous premium saddles, tack, and accessories, which everything, by the way, is designed, built, created in-house. All the leather is hand-tooled, no die stamps, no machines, true craftsmanship. So when they started back in 1996, that's what, like 28 years ago, they felt like tack was just a little dull, so they started the trend of putting bling on tack, and we love a little bling around here. Oh, and they also have a full silver line. It is so gorgeous. So check out their amazing brand at alamosaddlery.com or on Instagram at alamosaddles. Everybody, welcome to the Western Life and Style Trailblazers podcast. We are back and it's one of our favorite times of year. It's when we're announcing our winners of our 30 over 30, which is basically an incredible recognition of all the amazing women that are in our industry, whittled down to just 30. Because Nicole, I know that you have gotten so many submissions for the 30 over 30 and it's a tough job figuring this all out.
Yes. Last year we had such a huge, you know, turnout last year, but I think because of all of the, you know, networking and marketing and all of the signs that everybody saw, this year was insane. So going through all of it was chaos, but I'm so happy and so blessed that so many people took a liking to it.
Yeah, this has really become a huge movement, I feel like, because, you know, being in the industry, being established and getting recognition from your peers is just always such a great feeling. So congratulations to all of our 30 over 30 winners. And without further ado, Nicole, give us our first three winners.
Of course. I'm so excited for this. I feel like we've been waiting for a while. Okay, first up is Tara Vander Dussen, and I apologize throughout this show on any names that I mess up on. She is a fifth-generation New Mexico dairy farmer. Tara co-hosts the popular Discover Ag docuseries and podcast. She is an environmental consultant, speaker, and online ag advocate. She has been invited to speak at national and global conferences showcasing her knowledge and insights on dairy sustainability. We love the Discover Ag podcast, by the way. They just got to speak at the Southwest by Southwest. I hope I said that right. I'm so proud of those girls. Next is Brooke Lotka. A native of Casper, Wyoming, Brooke is the only female member of the Chancey Williams and Younger Brother Band. She travels all over the USA playing authentic Wyoming country music. She lives most of her year on tour bus, but somehow manages to look like she just stepped off the turquoise carpet at the NFR. She was also awarded the 2022 RMC MA Musician of the Year. Next is Dana Voorhees. Born in the Black Hills of South Dakota, Dana grew up on a ranch and has raised her seven kids in the same area. Dana has made her mark in the Western industry after leaving her hairstylist career and started creating her own one-of-a-kind jewelry pieces. She started beading, became a silversmith, and then did some casting of silver pieces. You can shop a lot of her stuff online at danavoorhees.com. She has the most gorgeous pieces, by the way.
Love that. Let's keep it rolling. Number four is Avery Claire Rigglesworth. Congratulations, Avery. A Georgia native, Avery attended the University of Alabama, majoring in dance. Little did she know she would find her new passion in agriculture when she met her now husband, Mark, who's the owner of Lily Hill Farm. They are two young farmers on a mission to save the family farm by selling pasture-raised beef nationwide. Avery does an amazing job advocating the farm and ranch life on her social media platforms, and you can follow her journey at Lily Hill Cattle. Up next, we've got Fanchon Stinger, the Emmy-winning co-host of PBR Now and a contributor to Western Sports Roundup and NFR Tailgate, airing on the Cowboy Channel and Pluto TV. She co-owns PBR Bulls Stinger and Lil Hot. In 2021, she founded and launched Grit and Grace Nation, which inspires young females to lead with courage through exposure to successful female mentors and Western values. Next up, Adrienne Brennan, musician and author of Dear Cowgirl Letters to Women. The same year she published her book, she was building her own cattle herd and attended college. Her latest album, Dwelling Mama, held strong for a week at number 5 as the sole independent record. She also created the very popular Make America Cowboy Again clothing brand, which she just released new styles.
Okay, next up is Kelly Gregory, known as Kel Bell on Instagram. She's from Oregon and she's the owner of Sip City Coffee and the Branded Bell. The Branded Bell has become a popular jacket brand in our Western world. Kelly uses Pendleton wool on all types of jackets. She even does customs as well. She's the wife and mother of 2 boys, and she states every time someone purchases a jacket, it helps with her boys' rodeo programs, supporting small businesses. Next up is Leah Martin of Del Rio, Texas, owns and operates Alamo Saddlery with her family. Leah and her family take pride in being the home of the original jewelry on tack and have made it their goal to remain the trendsetters in this Western fad. They started over 30 years ago. Leah helps with pretty much all aspects of the company, including designing, marketing, and sales. They wholesale and retail and do customs. You can find Leah working the booth at WESA, NFR, and other events, or follow them at Alamo Saddles on social media.
Next up, Katie Beal Brown, owner and founder of Lone River Ranch Water. When COVID-19 hit in March 2020, Southern Methodist University grad Katie Beal Brown and her husband happened to be at her family's West Texas ranch near Fort Davis and Marfa. They'd been living in New York City for several years, but the ongoing pandemic prompted them to move back to Texas, where they ultimately settled in Fort Worth. It also offered Brown a chance to crack the hard seltzer market with a project she already had in the works. Seeing that the vodka-based drinks end of it was starting to overload, she thought there might be room for a West Texas favorite, ranch water. Next up, Sarah Dean. Born and raised in Colorado, Sarah Dean's lifelong love for drawing began at a young age. Influenced by the Western landscapes and lifestyle of her home state, her work showcases the beauty of the horse, from working cow ponies on cattle ranches to wild herds roaming free. Through training under various professional artists, she honed her skills in oil painting and graphite. She has a huge following on social media. You can check out all her Western artwork at Sarah Dean Arts. Next, Callie Adams from Montana. Callie serves as the director of events with the famous Montana Silversmiths. She has recently been selected to be part of Dancing with the Rodeo Stars. Adams is partnered with 12-time Montana Pro Rodeo Finals bullfighter Caleb Barrett. These rodeo stars will dance and raise funds for the Western Sports Foundation. Up next, Brittany Posey Tanazi of Lampasas, Texas. She attended Texas A&M University, and she is married to Garrett Tanazi. They have 1 daughter. She learned barrel racing from her father and is a 3-time world champion barrel racer, 7-time Wrangler National Finals rodeo qualifier, and she started the 2023 NFR in first place. CNBC recognized Tanazi as one of their blue-collar millionaires for her hard work in breeding and training horses, as well as barrel racing.
Next up is Caitlin Effington. From Arizona, she is the owner and founder of Cactus Rose Boutique. Caitlin has grown her online shopping page following on her social media to over 100,000 followers. Her storefront is in Gilbert, Arizona. The vibe at the Cactus Rose Boutique is country chic, and the shop has an unmistakable feminine air with its pink accents and neon signs. Next up, we have Shaylee Ham, who we all know as West Desperado, has become the top Western influencer. Washington State native Shaylee started West Desperado 7 years ago as a creative passion to share her unique take on the Western fashion and lifestyle. She grew up in rodeo. Her mom, a barrel racer, actually made the NFR in 2016. She quit her full-time accounting job and pursued all things Western and fashion. She has partnered with major brands and has her own clothing line and perfume. She has even started teaching others how to make money on social media with her content to cash class. Next up, we have Ursula Myers. Grew up on a ranch in New Mexico and now a ranch wife and mom in Texas, she is the definition of a true entrepreneur. She started and sold different Western companies. Currently, she owns Team Grit Health and Wellness. Ursula and her husband Levi have also created a line of home decor and furniture. The Western elegant style is a mix of Spanish hacienda and ranch house. The most beautiful pieces I've seen. I want them all, by the way.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It is so gorgeous. And by the way, you can find her Western collection on Instagram. Just search Casa de Myers. Gorgeous. We have to take a minute to thank Montana Silversmiths. They are a huge supporter of Western life and style, and it's just a match made in heaven. They embrace the spirit, drama, and romance of the West, just like all of y'all listening. They actually started back in 1973 providing high-quality custom trophy belt buckles for rodeos and other Western events. And now, they provided our 30 over 30 winners for 2024 with the most beautiful custom award necklace. This is something we know our winners are going to cherish forever, and we are so thankful for their participation and support for our 30 over 30 program. Thank you so much, Montana Silversmiths. We love you. Up next, we've got Teresa Johnson, a full-time nurse, mom, nana, and wife from Sanger, Texas. In 2019, Teresa went on her first girls trip ever and couldn't find any luggage she liked or a good way to transport her jewelry. She took some vintage luggage and added a Western flair. Little did she know that would be the start of the vintage cowgirl cases. She now retails and wholesales all sorts of collections, and one has a current patent pending. Next is Amanda Radke, a fifth-generation rancher from Mitchell, South Dakota. Alongside her husband Tyler and their four children, they operate Radke Land and Cattle, an Angus and Limousine seed stock operation. A former national FFA Extemp speaking champion and national beef ambassador, Radke has spent the last 17 years on the road fighting for the agricultural families, rural America, and national food security. She's also the host of the Heart of Rural America podcast and radio show, a syndicated columnist, a Western retailer, and a children's book author focused on promoting ag literacy in school. She currently serves as an appointee on the National Agriculture Campaign Advisory Council, where she provides industry insights to the U.S. House of Representatives Agriculture Committee. Next, we've got Patricia E. Kelly. In 1984, Patricia E. Kelly, a U.S. Marine Corps Vietnam-era veteran and African-American cowgirl, founded Ebony Horsewomen, Inc. Horses always had a place in Patricia's life. From early childhood, riding the neighbor's horses, to adult life, riding with other women as a way to relax. In each case, the horse owners and horses were grateful for the time, exercise, and care she and her friends provided. EHI operates from its equestrian and therapeutic center in the historic landmark Keeney Park, the 693-acre park designed by Frederick Law Olmsted.
Next up, we have Phyllis Burkett. Growing up in Decatur, Georgia, she had a love for horses at a young age. She went to Meredith Manor International Equestrian Center, which was the premier equestrian school at the time with the goal of showing and riding horses for a living. It was in 2001 when she bought a camera and took lessons to start as a career. After selling her farm, she ended up traveling all over the world taking photos. She has been in over 25 major magazines, now showing off her incredible photography skills, and has a huge following on social media. Her work is great, by the way. Next up, we have Lorinda Van Newkirk, the founder and creator of Lucky Chuck, a lifelong cowgirl with a mission to revolutionize the world of boot socks. Inspired by her own experiences of wearing uncomfortable and low-quality boot socks, Lo set out to create Lucky Chuck, a brand that would give everyone the opportunity to have lucky feet instead of suffering from bad boot socks. She also owns Van Garden, Inc., Lazy Bend River Ranch, and Three Sisters Cattle Company. Next up, we have Kelly Altschwager. This Colorado cowgirl is the owner and founder of Western Workouts. Kelly is a certified personal trainer, nutrition coach, performance and rider fitness specialist. She is a contributor for NRHA, the Rainer magazine, horse and rider magazine, and horse and rider on demand. She offers individualized in-person and remote coaching and has started the Wild Woman's Rendezvous Health and Fitness Workshops. You can find her at Western_workouts on social media. Next, we have Amanda Caldwell. She grew up on a ranch in Bozeman, Montana. She wears many hats in our Western world. She is part of the Whitetail Properties Real Estate Group and still ranches and has also become a hunting guide. She has over 140,000 followers on Instagram, documenting her ranching and hunting life. This has led her to a partnership with Under Armour Athletics, OnX Hunt Team, and Apex Next Evolution. If you're looking for a new influencer to follow who is extremely involved in the outdoors, Amanda would be a great one.
Next up, we've got Julie Justison. Located in Central Oregon, this ranch wife, mother, and gardener has become extremely popular on social media with her famous company, Kent Creations, a Western-themed bakery. Her cookies have been part of many rodeos and recently was showcased by Amy Sue Wilson, a top 30 over 30 herself, on the Cowboy Channel for the Pendleton Rodeo. You can see all of her creations at Kent Creations on social media. Her cookies are a true work of art. Martha Josie, owner and founder of the Josie Ranch Barrel Racing Clinic, which is the longest running rodeo school in the world, training champions since 1967. She's been in active rodeo competition since 1964. She won the Women's Professional Rodeo Association Barrel Racing World Championship in 1980. She's earned numerous other titles at competitions, such as the National Finals Rodeo and events sanctioned by the National Barrel Horse Association and WPRA. She also competed in barrel racing as an exhibition event during the 1988 Calgary Olympics. Next up, Haley Nelson. Ranch wife and mom, Haley is the owner and founder of Western & Co. It all started with a jacket, or should we say, without one. A lifelong lover of vintage, founder and designer Haley was on a mission to find the perfect leather jacket. Well-made, modern, with a flattering silhouette, and of course, made of real leather. But search as she did, she just couldn't find the one. So as the old story goes, she designed it herself. Western & Co. also has a handbag line as well. Retail and wholesale is available. Next is Danielle Reinhardt. She has made her mark in the Western fashion world. She was once a rodeo queen and now has been seen everywhere when it comes to Western fashion. She moved to Texas with her husband and she's modeled for many brands and has a personal collab with The Good Babes Co., Cavenders, and Whippin' Wild Rags. She's also known for her conservative business looks. She recently had the opportunity to film and host with the Cowboy Channel during the NFR in Vegas to chat all things Western fashion.
Next up, we have Daniela Lohman. Grew up on the Navajo Nation in White Cone, Arizona. She started roping in college and became a five-time Indian National Finals Rodeo qualifier. Her first Navajo Nation Fair title came in 2009 after winning the ladies team roping with Debbie Robbins. She is currently 11th in the world standing for breakaway, a two-time Wrangler National Finals breakaway roping qualifier. Next up is Jimmy Monroe. From Waco, Texas, a graduate of Sam Houston State University, she was the NIRA National Champion Barrel Racer in 1974 and 1975, and NIRA National Champion All-Around Cowgirl in 1974. She competed at 11 NFRs on three different horses, and in 1975 was the WPRA World Barrel Racing Champion, World Champion Tie-Down Roper, and All-Around Champion. The 1996 Tad Lucas Award winner, Monroe, was WPRA president from 1979 to 1993 and 2011 to 2012, where she led efforts to increase female barrel racers' earnings to match those of their male counterparts. She was also chairperson of the PWBR Board of Directors from 2006 to 2008 and is currently the president of the WPRA. That is quite the resume, Jimmy Monroe. That's amazing. Next up, we have Amanda Kimes of Scottsdale, Arizona, who co-owns Kimes Ranch Jeans and Apparel with her husband. Raised in Southern Oregon, Amanda has roots that run deep in the Western industry. With a family background in ranching, she grew up showing and competing with American Quarter horses. They just announced the Kimes Ranch student team, which is comprised of 20 junior high school, and college students that exemplify the integrity and work ethic. Kimes Ranch Jeans has store locations in Arizona and in Texas.
Our last 30 over 30 winner for 2024 is Miss Lainey Wilson. Yes, we love our girl Lainey. First of all, her music has been inspired by the West and everything cowgirl. Wilson has received 7 Country Music Association awards, including winning their top honor, Entertainer of the Year in 2023. Yes. She also has received a Grammy Award and 6 Academy of Country Music Awards. Congratulations, Lainey Wilson. All right. Well, that is our 30 over 30 for 2024. Congratulations to all the amazing women. We had so many entries, so many nominations. So thank you so much for supporting this. This is a really big part of what Western Life and Style does. We look forward to it every single year, just honoring such incredible women in our community. Right, Nicole?
Yes, I'm so proud of all these ladies. And again, we started this last year and it's just become this big sensation this year.
Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of the Western Life and Style Trailblazers podcast. We are so looking forward to an incredible 2024 with y'all. We will see you next time right here. And don't forget to follow us at Western Life and Style on all social media. And please like and subscribe to this podcast. We'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.